USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge has approved an investigation into political voting machine fraud. The Trump legal team is reviewing Dominion voting machines in Michigan after a state judge issued a decision to allow them to. The order was issued on Friday and it permits forensic photos to be taken of the 22 precinct tabulators in Antrim County. 85% of Californians are in severe lockdowns issued by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Business leaders in the state say the cure is going to kill what remains of small business. The sheriff of Riverside County outside Los Angeles has ordered his department to not enforce lockdown restrictions on residents. After closing all schools on November 18th for 2.5 weeks due to rising China virus cases in New York City, Mayor de Blasio ordered a reopening Monday for pre-K, K through 5, and students with disabilities. De Blasio also ordered random in-school testing of 20% of staff and students weekly. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Virginia Military Institute in Lexington, Kentucky began work Monday to remove a prominent statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. VMI's board voted to remove the statue in late October after the Washington Post published a story that described an atmosphere of hostility and cultural insensitivity at VMI. In case you're keeping score, a fourth monolith, similar to the ones found in Utah, California, and Romania, was discovered Sunday on the Isle of Wight off the south coast of England. A 29-year-old man said he was walking his dog with his fiancée on the island's Compton Beach when he came across the silver structure. A group called the Most Famous Artists have claimed credit for the U.S. sculptures.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A little under 1 month from now, Georgia will have a runoff election to decide their representatives to the U.S. Senate. This will also decide which party controls the Senate. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at Sunday's debates.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Raphael Warnock, squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream. My opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot. Workers are on the ballot. Voting rights is on the ballot. Criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The president tweeted Sunday that the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for the China virus. Giuliani has been admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, tweeted Sunday night that his father was getting great care and was feeling well. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.